Raytheon and the first transistorized hearing aids. In the late 1940s, Raytheon was a major supplier of subminiature tubes to the hearing aid industry. These small pencil-sized tubes had been developed in 1938 and supplied to the hearing aid industry starting in 1939. Ruggedized versions were then supplied by Raytheon to the U.S. military starting in October 1940 for use as proximity fuse detectors in World War II ordnance. These proximity fuses were essentially close-range radar systems carried in artillery shells, such as anti-aircraft shells, which allowed the shells to detonate within a close proximity to the target without actually having to strike the target. The kill rate of the proximity fuse in World War II, due to the proximity fuse, increased from about 5% before the proximity fuse to about 95% after the fuse. So it was a major factor in the Battle of the South Pacific, and also it's credited with winning the Battle of the Bulge in Europe, which was a turning point of the war with Germany. Raytheon manufactured the tubes for hearing aids all through from 39 on through the war, and then we manufactured them for military purposes and got up to our employee number reached 5,000 during the war. I started out with one person in 1938. After the war, Raytheon continued to improve on the design of these small tubes. By developing low current versions of these tubes, Raytheon was able to provide manufacturers with a product which would extend the life of the expensive batteries used to power hearing aids. Right after the war, we were supplying hearing aid tubes not only to all the United States companies, but to companies in England, in Italy, in France, and Austria. And at the beginning of the war, we were asked to quote on tubes for Russia when Russia and the United States were together. The first Raytheon junction transistor. In the early 50s, transistor technology seemed ideally suited for applications such as hearing aids. Transistors were small, lightweight, rugged, and most importantly used much less current than did vacuum tubes. This could mean dramatic savings in expensive battery requirements for hard-of-hearing people who use hearing aids. In 53, a year's supply of batteries for a tube-type hearing aid might run $40. A comparable transistor hearing aid would require only $3. So it was clear that companies supplying transistorized hearing aids would do very well in the market. And as early as 49, Raytheon experimented with using existing point contact transistor technology in hearing aid circuits. Unfortunately, it quickly became apparent that the high inherent noise level associated with point contact transistors would prevent any successful application in the noise-sensitive hearing aid market. Spurred by the invention of the junction transistor technology at Bell Labs in 49, Raytheon began developing a junction transistor which would be suitable for hearing aid use. By mid-1952, Raytheon had successfully implemented the alloy junction transistor for transistor manufacturing, and by December 52, over 2,000 functional transistors a day were being made. In addition, Raytheon worked closely with the majority of hearing aid manufacturers such as Mako, Zenith, Sonatone to develop transistor or hybrid tube and transistor models to be available in early 1953. Raytheon virtually created the transistor hearing aid market and used its expertise and marketing position in this industry to support the financial basis for a rapid entry into mass production of commercially successful transistors. I might say that this was the first high-volume commercial application of transistors in the world. Bell Labs were using them in some of their telephone circuits, but did not make them available to people outside of Bell Labs, and they were using point contact transistors, which later was discontinued. The Raytheon CK718 was the first mass-produced junction transistor. It was not made available to the general public, but was supplied exclusively by Raytheon to over a dozen hearing aid manufacturers. That was 95% of the manufacturing capacity of hearing aids in the United States. The Zenith Royal T, the Sonatone 1010, and the Mako Transistor Ear are all examples of hearing aids from early 1953, which used the CK718. At the beginning of the war, Western Electric were making their own hearing aid tubes. And, you know, Alexander Graham Bell, his wife was deaf and his mother-in-law was deaf. So in the license contract from Bell Labs, they said anything for hearing aids was royalty-free. That was part of the charter, I think, of Bell Laboratories. It was part of his interest in helping the hard of hearing, which was his principal interest in life. So when the war started, they felt they couldn't devote any time to making hearing aid tubes. So they called me down and asked if I would supply the Western Electric hearing aid tubes. They had a good line of hearing aids on the market at that time. And I picked up their contracts, and I don't know, it ran in a couple hundred thousand tubes a year. And that was in 1939, early 1940. Yeah, and the part that was interesting was that Alexander Graham Bell, in some written memo that they dug up there, I don't know whether it's in the charter of Bell Labs or Western Electric, or in some memo he wrote, he wanted to make sure that anything that Bell Labs and Western Electric did for the hearing aid industry would be profit-free. And that's why they gave us a free license for making transistors for hearing aids, not for other uses.